You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with a major update. Larsen & Toubro, L&T, on Monday announced that its power transmission and distribution, PT&D vertical, has secured a domestic order to build a grid-connected 185 MW solar PV plant along with a battery energy storage system, BESS, having multitudes of MWH capacity. It further added that the solar PV plant at Kajra in Lakshisarai district will be a key element in Bihar's plans to harness renewable energy for sustainable energy solutions towards combating climate change and meeting demand growth. The BESS will enable storing solar energy during low demand period and discharging when the demand peaks. It has a capacity of 254 MWH. In addition, the BESS will also help smoothening the fluctuations in generation, frequency regulation and voltage support. Moving on, the shares of Car Trade Tech dropped over 3% as 71 lakh shares representing 15.1% of the company's equity and valued at ₹588.3 crore changed hands in block deals at ₹828 per share on the NSE. The stock reached an intraday low of ₹826.05, marking a decline of 3.70. Media reports on Sunday revealed that Hydel Investment and MacRitchie Investments PTE had initiated a block trade in Car Trade Tech. Reports indicated that the block deal was valued at ₹400 crore with an option to increase by an additional ₹100 crore. The transaction included a lock-up period of 75 days. The block deal's total base size was set at 10.4% of Car Trade Tech's total equity. In other news, as India marches towards becoming the third largest economy of the world, emerging cities are poised to play a critical role in the nation's growth trajectory. It is expected that by 2050, India will have nearly 100 cities with population exceeding 1 million. Factors such as infrastructure development, digitization, tourism, and changes in office landscape will drive the next wave of urban growth across these locations. As per the report, Amritsar, Ayodhya, Jaipur, Kanpur, Lucknow and Varanasi in north, Patna and Puri in east, Dwarka, Nagpur, Shirdi and Surat in west, Coimbatore, Kochi, Tirupati and Visakhapatnam in south, and Indore in central India are the top 17 high-impact emerging real estate hotspots in India. Meanwhile, it appears that the government has taken a serious note of the increasing number of retail investors losing their hard-earned money in futures and options F&O trading, influenced by social media influencers who promote F&O trading and mislead them about potential profits. According to a recent report in the Financial Express, the Modi government is considering reclassifying futures and options transactions from business income to speculative income. This reclassification would place earnings from these derivatives in the same tax category as lottery winnings or cryptocurrency investments, which currently attract a flat tax rate of 30%. If the government implements this proposal in the budget, it would mean that profits from futures and options, F&O trading, can only be offset against F&O losses. Up next, stock markets are neither static nor linear. Equity markets globally go through cycles of rise and fall. Therefore, to describe the boom and bust of financial markets, terms such as bull market and bear market are used. When stock prices fall, it is a bear market, and when prices rise, it is a bull market. One interesting aspect of stock trading or investing is that a participant can make money in both rising bull markets and falling bear markets. But then the question arises, which provides more opportunities for investors to make money, bull markets or bear markets? It is said that bull markets make you feel good and probably make a decent amount of money, but bear markets make you rich. Moving ahead, a total of 9 IPOs are in the pipeline in the coming week. Out of these, 2 are in the main board segment, while the remaining 7 are in the SME segment. Allied Blenders will open its issue to retail investors on June 25th. It will raise ₹1,500 crore by offering a total of 53.4 million equity shares. Additionally, Viraj Iron and Steel is bringing an entirely fresh issue of 8.3 million shares to raise ₹171 crore. It kept the price band in a range of ₹195 to ₹207 per equity share. The company will open the IPO bid on June 26th and will end it on June 28th. Lastly, let's take a look at how stocks perform today. The benchmark equity indices ended Monday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 36.75 points or 0.16% to settle at 23,537.85, while the BSE Sensex jumped 131.16 points or 0.17% to 77,341.08. The broader indices ended in mixed territory with gain led by large cap and mid cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended higher by 42.50 points or 0.08% to settle at 51,703.95. Auto and FMCG stocks outperformed among the other sectoral indices, while metal and media stocks shed. Mahindra & Mahindra, Shriram Finance, Grasim and Sun Pharma are the top gainers on the NSE Nifty 50 Index, whereas the top laggards include Cipla, IndusInd Bank, Adani Ports and SEZ. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.